let me tell you about the sales force I restructured at Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Michigan. We had a sales force of about 50 people calling on the non-retail, non-traditional accounts such as the schools, the workplaces, including hospitals, the ballparks, and so forth. And the traditional approach up to that point was to have the salesperson focus on a specific geography, maybe a county or even smaller in the case of a large metro area, and work that territory block by block, offering the solution of putting money in the cash register or satisfying the needs of employees with Coca-Cola products. And it wasn't going very well. Sales were down year over year, and these were the go-go years before the obesity crisis hit full stride. And there was no reason that we couldn't be growing in the medium single digits, because everyone else was doing it around the country. I came in and looked at the scenario, and what I found was that we really didn't understand how different each of those clients were in terms of what the payoff was for them to pair up with or team up with Coca-Cola. For example, for a restaurant, the scenario is, hey, I need a beverage. I need it exclusively from a beverage supplier. I can't run out and have technical problems, so you have to be really reliable with your delivery, with your equipment, because if I'm out of business with soft drinks, it's one of my major profit generators. It cannot happen. Contrast that with a hospital. And we really didn't know who the major consumers of product were in a hospital. We thought it was on the patient trays. And we couldn't penetrate the hospitals. We really just went to the purchasing person and said, okay, here's my price. And we were losing a lot of that business to unbranded or generic product. We couldn't find a value add. So what I did was I decided that the state of Michigan was just not too big for us to be focusing on these individual customer verticals instead of geography. So we created a hospital specialist, a retail specialist, an education specialist, and so forth. And for that time and for that place in the soft drink market, that was the right solution, because we needed to be able to go deep with each of those industry verticals to explain the value-added proposition. A generalist just wasn't going to be effective being able to penetrate a major hospital chain to get at the real issue, which was the consumers of soft drinks in a hospital are the employees, namely the nurses, and they need a pause of refreshment during their tough work day with a Diet Coke. Bingo, we had the solution for the workforce and for hospitals. And that came out of 6 months after identifying the hospital salesperson. She said, hey, this is it. This is how I sell. And it took off from there. As the same happened in the channel for the vending companies. Vending companies wanted a partner in their beverage supplier who could provide equipment that didn't break, but when it did break, we had technicians, Johnny on the spot, to help repair and keep their uptime. Before, it was all about price. Once we had a specialist, he peeled the onion and learned that consistency of supply and reliability were something that would demand a premium for that customer. Long story short, after drilling deep in each of the key five or six industry verticals and having specialists carefully selected for those areas, we were growing double digit. And for the next 3 years, we grew double digit year over year, became the highest, fastest growing market in the United States for the Coke system, and it earned a lot of accolades throughout the Coke bottling world.
So what's the lesson for me to glean from that and managing my own sales force today?
The lesson is to understand where the value add is with each customer and to understand how to deliver that value time and again in every sales call. And so structuring your sales force, selecting the right people, training them with the right information, orienting the whole experience that the customer has toward adding value in their particular situation rather than being generic, that key unlocked enormous value for us and for our customers. And we grew the business. And exactly how you do that in any given sales productivity, sales effectiveness scenario is going to be different. Like I said, focusing on industry vertical was the right solution at that moment in Michigan Coca-Cola bottling. Fast forward 5 or 6 years, because we had matured in our understanding of those industry verticals, I structured the North American sales force for those same customers along geographic lines, because I was able to deliver those insights about how to sell in those industry verticals in an effective way, and built the salesperson's skill so they could go in the course of a morning from a school district to a hospital to a restaurant and to a vending company and be able to be effective in closing the sale.